for the Corps of Engineers, it gives them more tools to be able to do a good job of managing the Missouri River. And this year, I think, was a good example of the Corps of Engineers using what we call dynamic reservoir management. It's a test thing, but they're going to continue to do this where they actually are following the trends. So during dry trends, they release less water, and during wet trends, they release more water early to try to get ahead of potential flooding. We're going to have, you know, it's not a perfect system, but I think it's better than what they were doing every year in the past.